rest of the story. Alone sits this man in his rented suite of rooms in Cambridge, England, utterly alone, trembling uncontrollably. Can he go through with it, he wonders. The silent question sears his brain like a hot knife. A retort flashes from somewhere deep inside him. If he does go through with it, he'll pay for it with his life. A noise outside distracts him. There are children playing out there. Once again, his eyes fall to his own fearfully trembling hand, which holds a pen, which has only to write one solitary word on a piece of paper on the table before him. One more word, and the deed is done, but his nerve is gone. Considering all that it means, he just can't bring himself to do it. He rises, still shaking, from his chair. He begins pacing about the room, trying to restore order in his tormented mind. An American in Britain, a stranger. Why had he come in the first place? He'd even had to borrow $1,000 from a married daughter to make the journey. And now this. For many years he'd been a deeply religious man, and yet now for some reason not even God himself seems willing to help him in his desperation. If only he can get his bearings. The apartment, a parlor, bedroom, dressing room. The landlady appears honest enough, a rarity in Cambridge where stealing seems to be a way of life. At least that's what he's been told by acquaintances. So he has jealously guarded his personal belongings while in town. He has kept to himself and to his mission for the most part. But now has the mission itself aborted? He can communicate fluently in 20 languages. And yet there's a single word in his own native tongue which he cannot even write. 66 years of life feels a very long time now. Every one of those years weighing on his brow. But suddenly, just as he is thinking the worst, the trembling stops. And he returns to his chair. And he picks up his pen and he inscribes the dreaded word. And now he's done it. Surely now, the nightmares which have been plaguing him ever since he can remember, surely those nightmares will cease. In later years, he would often tell of those horrible, wonderful minutes in January of 1825. I'm quoting his precise words now. When I had come to the last word, I was seized with a trembling which made it difficult to hold my pen steady for writing. The cause seems to have been the thought that I might not live to finish the work, or the thought that I was so near the end of my labors. But I summoned the strength, and the solitary word that signified the conclusion of almost 2 decades of diligence, that word, zygomatic, Z-Y-G-O-M-A-T-I-C, that word was the last of 12,000 words. Zygomatic, a term pertaining to the bony arch in the skull under which the temporal muscle passes. Zygomatic with a Z. You've always known that a scholar named Noah Webster completed a milestone literary task called An American Dictionary of the English Language. Now you know that Webster almost did not, because now you know the rest of the story.